whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. As we enter into the Christmas season, our thoughts turn toward the birth of our Savior. This morning at Victory Baptist Church, the choir will be performing the Christmas musical, Star of Hope. The drama portion of the presentation chronicles a war veteran's struggle, adjusting back into society, and his journey to Christ. We would like to invite you to our combined service this morning at 10:30 a.m. to enjoy this special presentation. The title of this morning's message is The Real Spirit of Christmas. We will now join Pastor Holland as he reads the Christmas story in the book of Luke.
And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it had been told unto them. Our Father, Lord, we thank you today for the wonderful, wonderful story. We never tire of hearing the truth of what actually transpired on that day that we celebrate as Christmas Day, the birth of our Lord and Savior. Father, today I pray now that you would remove any hindrance today from this service. I pray that you would give me the liberty of my lips that I might speak the truth that is given to us. And I pray, Lord, that you might have your way, will and way here in the service today. I pray that you'd speak to hearts, and may we leave here today knowing the real spirit of Christmas. Lord, although there's many things that try to take it away from us, but Lord, may we turn our eyes upon Jesus and look in your wondrous face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Father, bless now, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm reminded this morning of a story, a Christmas story that was written by Charles Dickens, and most of you know it, about a man named Ebenezer Scrooge. Truly today, he's not the man we want you to be like around the Christmas season. But in the story, Ebenezer Scrooge is visited by three spirits that try to convince him of what Christmas really is all about. In the end, I'm glad to say that they do succeed, but I'm afraid today that we've got a more serious problem than Ebenezer Scrooge. I believe today that we're living in a society today where there's many different spirits that are trying to take away from us the real true meaning of what Christmas is all about. Friend, today we find that there's a spirit of greed and self-centeredness. I think today of how people rush out, and I've seen already in the news this year that many people have actually got in fights over toys or bargains that they were trying to get. And when you hear that, it's kind of sad to think that here we are celebrating the most wonderful event that ever transpired in the world, the birth of our Savior, and yet people today, by greed and by the fact of just wanting what they want and being self-centered, they're willing to do whatever they need to do in order to get it. Friend, today we find that even around the Christmas season, it's oftentimes, in fact, I've heard on the news that many delivery packages that are being left on doors, there's people going around. I just want to remind you, if you're thinking about doing that, we live in a days now where people have security cameras. But what I'm saying is today, people don't mind taking what doesn't belong to them in order that they might satisfy their self. And then there's the spirit of materialism and commercialism. Friend, today, I want you to know that the stores and the businesses are not really interested in you. They do not care whether you have anything for Christmas or care if you have anything to eat for Christmas. In fact, they would do everything they could to get everything they can out of you in order that they might do well. I remember when Christmas would begin, maybe right after Thanksgiving, people would begin to think about it. That's the big day, the day after Thanksgiving. But even before that, in October, September and October, the store's already gearing up and beginning to try to do everything they can. They don't do it just with Christmas, but they do it with all kind of holidays because they're looking for the almighty dollar. They're looking for what they can get, what they can gain, and they care nothing about you. If they can get you in their store to give them your little plastic card, they'll run as much debt up on it as they possibly can, and they're not going to come see you when you can't pay your bill. They're not going to help you in any way, and today we live in a society that's full of materialism and commercialism. And then there's the spirit of Santa Claus and all that he represents. You know, we think about Santa Claus, and boy, he's a good old man. I tell you, boy, he just brings you anything you want. He just does so much for you. This time of the year is the worst time of the year for many. There's the spirit of loneliness that is in the hearts and lives of those who are by themselves. I'd venture to say today, and I would challenge you, if you know somebody today that lives alone or somebody today that might not be able to be with someone at Christmas, that you might take time to try to visit them this week. Maybe take them a little gift, take them something you could bake, something to encourage them, because I'm telling you, loneliness is not a very good feeling. I think not only do we see people with the spirit of loneliness, but a lot of times coming with that is isolation and depression, and they're discouraged because of what's going on. And by the way, a majority of suicides occur during the holiday season because of the depressing that's going on. I talked with a man the other day, going through a very difficult time, not sure exactly how to handle it or what to do, but he admitted to me, he says, you know, with the Christmas coming, it makes it very much more difficult than it has been. And he said, I tell you, it's just very hard. Friend, I say today that unfortunately it's become that way, but it ought not to be that way. Many have the spirit today of sadness and discontentment. Many people today are disappointed because they didn't get the gift they want. In fact, there'll be children Christmas morning. I venture to say some kids that'll be so angry at their parents Christmas morning because Santa Claus didn't bring them what they asked for. Sometimes what they ask for is way beyond reach. But yet today our kids need to learn the spirit of giving more than they do receiving. I read a heartwarming article in the paper Thursday night. I tell you, I don't go to Walmart no more than I have to. I've been twice this week, and it's been awful. But we went Thursday night, and they were having shop with a cop. There was police everywhere. I tell you, if I'd have been a thief, that'd have been a good night. You know, they were all at the Walmart, and they had a kid with them shopping. But I read in the paper yesterday where one little girl, they was taking her around, and they was telling her, said, you got $100, spend on anything you want. And she said, I don't want you to buy me no toys. She said, if you would, just buy some groceries for my family. She said, we don't even have a Christmas tree. And she said, we don't even have anything to eat. And she said, we really need something to eat. So I just soon send back my $100, not on a bicycle, not on a toy, but on what my family could have in order that we might have something to eat. The officer who happened to be a lady went to the chief of police and told him that. He said, whatever you do, convince her to spend that $100. You tell her that she'll get something to eat. And so they did. And this week, and I thank the Lord, that was a blessing. The police department, they ought to be praised for that. But they showed up at the girl's house. They had 3 carloads of groceries. They bought them 3 weeks' worth of groceries. I brought them a Christmas tree. I took it in the house and decorated it and gave it to them. But you know today, wouldn't it be wonderful if our children, even though they're blessed, would have the spirit of providing for their family rather than just getting what they can get? I tell you today, folks, I admit we all have overdone and overspent, and we've given them everything we can give them because we love them and we want them to be happy. But friend, if we don't teach them the real true meaning of what Christmas is all about, We've missed it all. And they'll go through life and they'll be just as greedy as the next person is. And they'll be just as busy as the next person, and there'll be no attempt to understand the true meaning of Christmas. Many people today, unfortunately, resort to the bottle to escape the reality of Christmas. The loneliness comes and the old bottle, I tell you, it seems to help. It seems to get your mind off of what's going on. But when you sober up, you're going to have more problems than you've ever had before, and it'll create more problems than you've ever seen in your life. All these spirits today are evidence in this year that everyone misses the true meaning of Christmas and what Christmas is all about. That's exactly what I'm going to talk today about, is the real true spirit of Christmas. The first thing we notice about the real true spirit of Christmas is the incredible gift. The incredible gift. Somebody said, what is the best gift? You know, what's the best gift I ever got in my life? Was it the car that a mom or dad bought? And by the way, my mom and dad never bought me a car. You suppose that mom and dad bought you a car? Was that the best gift you ever got? Well, was it the shotgun that you wanted? What was the best gift you ever received? If you're a child of God, the best gift you ever received was the salvation that was provided by the Lord Jesus Christ when He came as a babe and died as our Savior on the cross. You know, in verse 35, look if you would, at chapter 1, verse number 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I'm not going into great detail about it, but we know that Jesus was born of a virgin. Mary was a virgin, and you said, preacher, that's impossible. Friend, I'm telling you, with God, nothing is impossible. And we find the angels presenting to her and answering her and telling her that it was the Holy Spirit that was going to place that child inside of her womb, and she was going to bear the Son of God. The real true meaning today is not what we can give one another, but it's what God has given us. And friend, today, whether I live a day or whether I live a year or whether I live 50 years or 60 years, I want you to know at the end of my life, because of the salvation that God has provided for me, I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the greatest gift that I've ever received. Brother Paul Young, his precious little daughter, passed away. He was talking about her being in heaven. And friend, I think about little children that die, and I believe God takes little children to heaven. I believe there's a time in our life we must understand that we're lost and we need salvation, and we must accept the gift of salvation. But no matter how long we live, I believe everybody in heaven would say today, the greatest gift I ever got, it was not the car, the shotgun. It was not the horse or the pony. It was not the toys that mom and dad give me. But it's the fact they took me to church where I heard the Word of God and I was told about the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the incredible birth of Christ? The Bible said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, there's never been another birth like it. There's nobody ever been born of a virgin. Only Christ was born of a virgin. The incredible fact that Christ was born. And He came to this earth, and He was sinless in order that He might provide salvation.
Tis the season we celebrate life through the birth of our Savior. It is only through the birth of Jesus that we can have eternal life in heaven. Salvation is the most important gift ever given, and it is available to all who will accept Him. Will you spend this Christmas with the assurance of the promised land? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.